104, verse 23. Man go forth unto his work and do his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works and wisdom, as thou made them all. Earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There goes the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season, that thou givest them they gather, thou openest thine hand, they fill with good, thou hidest thy face, their trouble. Thou takest away their breath, they die, and return to their dust. 23 through 29, may we pray. Our Father tonight, thank you for your presence. Thank you for letting us come in your presence to worship you. And anything that would hinder us from worshiping you, we pray that it may be removed from us now. Form, as it were, vacuum over this place and remove every satanic, demonic force. Leave nothing but the power of God in our midst. Our Father, we pray tonight for this church that's been planted in this city. Make her the lighthouse you put her here to be. Make her the witness that you birthed her to be. Put the salt in her that's necessary. Bless this dear pastor. We thank thee for him and his concern and compassion for lost humanity. Pray thy blessings upon every soul that's gathered here tonight. Pray that every one shall be benefited by being here. Now, Father, we pray now that you'll take thy servant and loose his tongue and illuminate his mind. And give us holy unction. And send us from here for thy glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the 26th verse, you have these words. Psalms 104:26. There goes the ships. There is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein. That's what I want to talk to you about tonight. There goes the ships. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. We find that God created man and set before him a highway and a low way. He tells in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, I've set before thee a blessed way and a life way, and an evil way and a death way. And all of us are realizing that we've come into this world, we came out of our mother's womb, headed to the tomb.
Amen.
You're not here to stay. This is not your permanent address.
Amen.
Your citizenship is in another world.
Yes, amen, brother.
And as a result of it, you only journey here, and then there comes an hour when God has an appointment with you, and you die.
Amen.
Then you come into judgment, and God judges who you are, what you are, and determines what shall be your final address.
Amen.
Your permanent address. So keep this in mind. You came out of your mother's womb, headed to the tomb, and you're going. I don't care how rich you are, how poor you are, how good you are, how bad you are. You hated that. So am I. Every generation is gone. And we're the ones that's going now. And we know not when. And as a result of it, it behooves you to recognize the fact that you're not here to stay. You're going to have to move after a while, maybe tonight. And some folks that was living around here yesterday are already gone today.
That's right. Yeah.
So you just don't know. But the thing of it is, God has opened the way. Some disciples said, Jesus said, there's a few that be saved. He said, there's few that be that enter therein at the straight and the narrow gate. Many that be that enter in at the broad and the wide gate. And he said, you strive to get in at the straight and the narrow gate. There is a way that seemeth right unto men, but the end thereof is the ways of death.
Yeah, amen.
And so I want you to realize, my friends, there's a low way, there's a high way. There's a heaven way and there's a hell way. There's a life way and there's a death way. There's a blessed way and there's a cursed way. And you're traveling one or the other tonight. No middle ground. He that's not with me is against me. You're either a sheep or a goat one tonight in the sight of God. You're either saved or lost. You're either headed to hell or heaven, one or the other. So which way are you headed? Now God set the road before us, and we are free moral agents. God willeth the death of no man. And so as a result, if you go to hell, it's your fault. If God had his way, he'd save everybody in town tonight. But if you won't let him, then he can't force himself on you. So it's up to you, friend, to decide which way you're going. And so as a result, here we are. We come to the world and the road splits. One goes to heaven, one goes to hell. One's good, one's bad. One's blessed and one's cursed. And we're all in one of the other roads. No, there's no middle ground. You're not hanging half and half. You're on one of this side, one of the other sides. There goes the ships. Here's two ships out in the ocean or the sea. There they go. They're going separate from each other. And he said there's a leviathan in the midst between them. That's a great destruction animal. You're on one of the other ships, you get out of it, and you're destroyed right quick. And so, my friends, here's the two ships of life, two roads. And you're traveling one of them. You've been turned loose to wind up at the end of one of them. And as a result, life is like a ship. We've climbed on our ship and we're sailing one way or the other tonight. So that's what I want to talk to you about. Whose ship are you on?
Amen.
Who are you sailing with tonight?
Yeah,
no, there's no middle ground. The leviathan's in between. You can't play middle stuff. You can't get neutral. You're one way or the other. If you try to get neutral, the destroyer will get you.
Amen.
So we have to take one way or the other. And so as a result, we stop to recognize tonight that goes the ships. Sailing with your life, sailing with my life. Whose ship are you on? Who are you riding with? That's the thing we want to face tonight. Now there's three things about every ship that is at sea. Every ship has a captain.
Yes, sir.
And every ship has a crew.
Amen.
And every ship has a destination.
Yes.
So as a result, there goes the ships. One of them is a ship of the devil, ship of sin, ship of the world, ship of Lucifer. Who is the captain of the satanic ship? Lucifer. Who's Lucifer? He's the most powerful spiritual creature in the universe that God threw out of heaven and made hell for him to dwell in. That's who he is. The captain of the ship of Satan, my friends. He is a murderer. He goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
He's in the devouring business. He's in the destruction business. And he's not only going about roaring as a lion, he's a murderer. He's a liar. And he's telling you that his way is all right. And my friends, if you be honest with yourself, if you use your head for something besides a hat rack, you know he's a liar.
Amen.
You see people playing with his way of life every day that's wrecking, that's being destroyed and devoured every way. The devil is captain of the ship of Satan, and his whole ambition, his whole desire His whole aim, his whole plan, his whole program, everything about him is to destroy and to damn and to doom humanity.
Amen.
He doesn't have any other motives. He doesn't have any other interest. He doesn't have any other concern. And you ought to stop to realize that the captain of the ship of the world, of Satan's ship, my friends, that he doesn't have any interest in you except to destroy you, wreck you, wreck your home, wreck your life, and damn your soul in hell.
Amen.
Jesus said, don't be afraid of the ones that destroy your body, but be afraid of him that they destroy both body and soul in hell.
Amen.
And so as a result, there he is. There's the captain of the ship of Zion, Lucifer,
right,
the murderer, the liar, the lion, the killer, the destroyer, the wrecker. And if you follow him, he's going to wreck you.
Amen.
He's going to curse you.
Yeah.
He's going to bite you.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that tonight, my friend. I want you to realize one thing tonight. And that is, my friends, Jesus gave us a story of a man over in Gadara that had 2,000 demons in him. He is wild. He couldn't keep him out of the graveyard.
No.
He is vicious. But you know how come to get like that? The society that ran with him made him like that.
Right.
They wind him, they bind him, they danced him, they damned him.
Right.
As a result of it, you get with the world and the worldly crowd and the worldly bunch, they're going to wind you and dine you and dance you, but they're going to damn you and doom you.
Amen.
You got sense enough to go home by yourself, you know that. You don't play at rattlesnakes without getting bit. You don't pet lions without getting hurt.
Amen.
My friends, you don't fool with murderers without getting crippled.
Amen.
I want you to realize the devil is a lion, he's a murderer, he's a liar, he's
right,
a serpent.
Right.
And you know, don't fool that booger that he ain't going to get you somewhere, somehow. So as a result, he is the captain. And his whole aim is to destroy your soul and load it on his ship and take it to the pits of hell.
Amen.
So as a result, then we have another ship. The two ships, one of them is Satan, the other is ship of Zion.
Amen.
And we stop to look, see who the captain of the ship of Zion is. The captain of the Zion ship is Jesus Christ,
yes,
Son of God.
Yeah.
By him and for him was all things created.
Amen.
And without him, there wasn't anything created.
Amen. Yeah.
The captain of the ship of Zion is the one of these days every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he's the Son,
amen,
of God,
amen,
Jesus,
amen,
Christ the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you believe. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you are. You can cuss God, and you can hate God, and you can despise God, and reject God, and trample the things of God under your feet. But one of these days, bud, you're going to pop your knees and say, he's Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You're headed toward it. I don't care how much of a bully you are, how rough you are, how tough you are. I don't care how much he-manny stuff you've got in you. How big you think you are. It's coming an hour when God's going to pop your knees and your tongue's going to say, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Matters not what your position or status is in life.
Right.
Matters not whether you reign and ruling or what you are. Makes no difference with God, because it's appointed the man wants to die. You're headed to the graveyard, honey, and so am I. And we're all going. We don't know when.
Right.
But we know one thing, we're going. Amen. Ain't just one breath,
yeah, right, amen,
between us.
That's right there.
Just one breath, and I'm in the graveyard.
Right. Yeah.
And you see, we're living in a marvelous age.
Yeah.
Your blood goes bad, and they pump some of it out and pump in good blood, and you keep going. Got eye banks, got kidney banks. But wait a minute. No breath banks.
Amen. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Right. You just get one of them at a time.
Right. Yeah.
And if God decides to withhold the next one, he holds it. Who's going to bend God's arm and make him give you another?
Amen.
You're
right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Amen.
Don't get mad at God. That's what you come to the world for, to leave.
Amen.
He didn't put you here to stay. He put you here to get fit to leave.
Amen. Yeah.
Right. Give you a chance to straighten up and get ready to go.
Yeah.
That's what he put you here for. But I want you to realize the captain of the ship of Zion is Jesus Christ, Lord of lords And the one that came into this world is seeking to save your life, save your home, save your business, save everything. He's a savior, not a destroyer. He's a life giver, not a murderer, life taker. He's the Lamb of God that shed his blood to cleanse us from all of our sins. And as a result, I want you to realize, my friends, he gives life. He gives you a home. He gives you decent society. He gives you the best of everything to be. God's Son never gives you the wrong thing. The ship of Zion never mistreats man. The captain of the ship of Zion has never harmed man, never harmed a hair on your head. He's always been doing right for you and being good for you. Now then, not only does every ship have a captain, but every ship has a crew. You don't have a ship at sea without a crew. So who's the devil's crew on his ship? All right, the crew of the satanic ship is infidels, atheists, agnostics, God haters, church haters, my friends, seducing spirits, seducing people to evil, printers of vulgar literature. I'm talking about the crew now. And those that are printing vulgar literature, filthy literature, to warp people's minds and lead folks astray and damn their souls. Those that are sowing discord among the brethren. Sowing all kind of discord to try to weaken God's churches and God's kingdom. Those, the saloon crowd that's operating saloons and the breweries and the distilleries that are running, making and selling the stuff that damns people, wrecks homes, destroys lives, and breaks blight society. That's some of the crew, the distilleries and the saloons and the breweries. And my friends, not all of that, but the roadhouse and the nightclub and the hell holes of sin, houses of prostitution, and the dope pushers, and working to get you out of God's way and God's will and get you down the road to wreck it. I want you to know tonight, those God-hating, preacher-hating, church-hating crowds, that's some of the devil's crew. Some of the folks that fight the church and fight the preacher and fight God, and a bunch of atheistic infidels and communists and modernists and liberals, that's the devil's crew, brother. And they're working overtime, running the houses of prostitution, nightclubs, dance halls, juke joints, pool halls, all sorts of messes, get you down the way. That's what they ask. And he's got his crew. Offering you every kind of seducing literature there is. Got all kind of seducing spirits to seduce you to do wrong, live wrong, act wrong, creating lust in you and driving your passions wild. That's the one. My friends, and that kind of stuff is going to destroy you and bring destruction to your character and your manhood or your womanhood. That's the crew, the one that set out to destroy your character. The ones that's trying to deteriorate you and degenerate you and damn you. That's his crew. False preachers, modern preachers, they won't preach the whole counsel of God, pussyfooting, backslapping, ear-tickling crowd. That's some of the devil's crew. You just rest assured of it, my friends. The devil's got them all lined up to get you to hell. And as a result of it, we stop to realize all of those seducing spirits, all of that crowd is some of the devil's bunch. There goes the ship. Look who the crew is on it.
Amen.
Look who's the captain of it. All right, let's look over on the ship of Zion. First of all, who's the crew? Who's the crew? God's preachers. I didn't say preachers, I said God's preachers.
Amen.
God's deacons. I didn't say deacons, I said God's deacons. God's teachers. God's teachers that teach the truth. Then the godly saints who live by day and by night. Whether they're dealing with you in business or whether they're dealing with you socially, they keep their character. They're decent. They're honest. They're dependable. They're worthy. That's who I'm talking about is some of the crew. God's preachers that preach the truth. God's deacons that care on for God. and the teachers that teach the truth, and the old saints of God that live right every day, by day and by night, in your place of business, in your place of society, wherever you find those old saints of God, they're living for Jesus.
Amen.
That's some of the crew.
Amen.
That praying mother, that praying daddy that's trying to raise up the children to honor God and respect their fellow man. That builds character and builds personality and unfolds the best that's in man and makes new creatures out of man. That's the crew.
Amen.
That's on the ship of Zion. They're the ones that's doing it. And so as a result, my friends, they're working to get the best for you in life. They all right. There's the captain. There's the crew. What's the destination? Destination of the devil's ship is hell. It's a place that's full. It's a lake of fire. It's a place where the worms die not.
Amen.
It's a place where there's neither rest day nor night. It's an eternal place. It's an eternal fire that can't be quenched.
Amen.
It's a place where the worms never die.
Amen.
It's a place where the fire is never quenched.
Right.
It's a place where death has got the grip upon, where the pangs of death hangs on forever.
Amen.
It's a place, if you please, where is the home of the devil and his angels.
Right.
Made, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now have you realized, my friends, there it is, with all of his angels. No saints there. No godly people there. No little boys and girls and innocent babies there. It's only the crowd that's rebelled against God and hated God and rejected God. That hell is fixed for that crowd. And we stop to realize, what's the destination of the ship of Zion? Heaven. Heaven. Heaven is the place, my friends, that we Christians are headed to. When you got saved, he went up there to prepare a place for you.
Right.
And he said, when I get it prepared, I'll be back and tell you too.
Yeah.
And so as a result, the greatest thing that can happen to a Christian is to go on to heaven.
Amen.
Paul said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain.
Amen.
Because you see, my friends, heaven is a place for the dead, those of us who die, to go on and get out of everything. You see, after all, D-E-A-T-H, death. A lot of folks are horrified with it, haunted with it, terrified with it.
Yeah.
But listen, you know what D-E-A-T-H means? Death. The D in death means deliverance.
Yeah.
Delivered from disease, delivered from devils,
yes,
delivered from demons, delivered from darkness, delivered from disaster, delivered from dread, delivered from everything that's bad and everything that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the E in death means exit.
Yeah.
You see a sign exit, that means there's something happening in here and you can't stand, there's the way out. And when this life gets, when we get all fixed up, eat up with cancer and paralyzed and become more of a vegetable, what if we had to live a million years like that? Thank God for death!
Yes,
sir. My friends, in death, let's just make our exit out of this old carcass. And then when we make our exit, my friends, D-E-A, the A stands for assurance. We've read about it, we've heard about it, we've believed about it, but bless God, when you die, you know about it.
Yeah.
Paul said, I got caught up there, and I know if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I have a building up made with hands eternal in the heavens. John the beloved saw a place, and there's a number that no man could tell, and he said, who are these? And he said, these are they that made the robes white in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah, man.
So there it is. A place as the assurance. And then the T stands for triumph.
Yeah.
Triumphant over death, triumphant over the grave, triumphant over hell, triumphant over the devil, triumphant over every enemy and everything that's wrong. We've become victorious. And the H in death means home. Which is our permanent address. And we live forever and stay forever with God, going nowhere. It's home, sweet home. Where there's nothing bad, but where it's all glory. That's where we're headed, my friends. If we ride the ship of Zion, we're headed home. And when death comes, it's a blessed experience. While our chains comes in us then. And there we stay forever and ever and ever. We've got to the permanent address. Our final citizenship is set up. And we stay there forever. That's where the ship of Zion's headed.
Amen.
Now then, there's three more things you can ask about a ship. Not only every ship has a crew, has a captain, has a destination, but if your ship is at sea, you're subject to three questions. If another ship meets your ship, or you meet their ship, there's three legal, lawful questions. Whose flag you're sailing under? And they have to tell you, or you can bomb them. What are you loaded with?
Amen. Yes, sir, brother.
Where are you headed?
Yeah.
Now, you get out at sea and pull up to another ship. They'll say, whose flag yonder?
Amen.
What are you loaded with? And you refuse to tell them, they'll unload you.
Amen.
Where are you headed? You're sailing sea, you got to tell them where you're headed.
Amen.
And so there's the thing. Tonight, every ship, whose flag yonder? Where are you? What you loaded with? Where are you headed? Okay, there goes the ships. No middle ground. You can't get in between. You have to stay on one or the other. You get destroyed. All right. There's the ship of the devil. Whose flag you're sailing under? Death. Death.
Amen.
Doom. You're sailing under the flag of death.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Sailing under the flag of doom.
Because
right. You're headed for death. Eternal death. Everlasting death.
Right.
Destruction. Eternal doom, because the devil's ship is headed for everlasting death. You'll die forever. The sting of death will be in your bosom forever.
Right.
You'll be tormented with the sting of death and the poison of death forever and ever. So, my friends, if you're sailing the devil's ship, I want you to know tonight you under the devil's flag.
Yeah.
And it's the flag of death. Flag of doom, flag of damnation, flag of destruction. Drape on your door, bud. I mean, it means death. No life, no hope of life, no nothing. Eternal death, where life never comes. Eternal death, where life's never known again. That's where it is. And you're sailing on the devil's ship, then that's where you're sailing. Then what about the ship of Zion? I'll tell you what about the ship of Zion. My friends,
yes, sir. Brother.
It's the ship of blood.
Amen.
Friends, the blood stained flag.
Yes.
Shed his blood.
Yeah.
Gave his blood.
Yeah.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, my friends, has never suffered a blow. It's never dead. His blood is never corrupted. His blood is eternal. His blood is incorruptible. His blood is forever.
Yeah.
His blood's never been defeated.
Right.
His blood is never corrupted.
Right.
The blood of Jesus. Yeah. That goes to ship of Zion. And the flag of the blood of the Son of God is waving.
Yeah.
She's never lost a battle. She's never been destroyed.
Woo.
She's never been killed. She's never been put in prison. Never been put out of business.
Right.
There she goes, the ship of Zion.
Amen.
My friends. I want you to realize one thing, my friends, tonight. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that's whose flag it's under. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin and leaves us with a white robe to wear forever and ever and ever. And he saw all of them, they had on their white robe. Made white in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
We're flying under the flames of a white sea everywhere. Cleanse you from every sin. Sin, black sin, bad sin, every sin. Cleanse your soul from every sin. Present you at the right hand of God without spot and without blemish. That's it. In fire, you're sailing under one another. Who's you under? Over here, there's no redemption. But over here, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses of all sin. Past sin, present sin,
Amen.
His Amen. Sin, all sin.
Yes.
at the right hand of God without spot and without blemish. That's what the blood, the flag of the ship of Zion stands for. She's never died. She's never been defeated. She's never lost a battle. She's living forever. All right. Then we stop to recognize, what are you loaded with? Woo! Who's flag, you honor? The devil!
Amen.
Lucifer, the defeated roaring lion! The devil's flag! The flag that got whipped and conquered and defeated. The defeated flag is doomed to destruction, doomed to damnation, doomed to hell. Okay. What are you loaded with?
Amen.
Loaded with all of the sinners.
Right. Amen.
Good and bad.
Yeah.
Righteous and unrighteous sinners.
Right. Amen.
All that live perfect and yet not been sinned.
Amen.
Never been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
What you loaded with? All the sinners that hadn't made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Right.
The darkness of death and destruction is upon them. So as a result, the good and the bad sinner, the wicked sinner, the good sinner, they're all under the flag of doom, headed to an eternal hell. Oh, who you? What you loaded with? God haters,
yeah.
Preacher haters,
yeah.
Church haters,
yeah,
righteousness haters.
Right.
What you loaded with? Harlots, murderers,
yeah.
Right. Prostitutes,
yeah.
Whoremongers,
right. Right.
Loaded. With the homosexuals,
yeah.
Loaded with the drunks,
right.
Loaded with the murderers, loaded with the rapers,
yeah,
loaded
right.
with the thieves,
yeah.
Loaded with the killers,
right.
Loaded with the robbers,
yeah.
Loaded with the kidnappers,
yeah.
Loaded with the violent and the ugly,
yeah.
Loaded, if you please, with all sorts of liars,
yeah.
Loaded, loaded, what you loaded with? Well, you're loaded with every old sort of sinner on the face of God's earth, the righteous crowd. What you're loaded with? Loaded with the hypocrites.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Every hypocrite right. in the church is going under this flag, honey.
Yeah, amen. That's right, brother. Right. Amen.
God didn't have them church. God had the church such as the saint. And all these hypocrites you sinners see sitting around in church, that's some of the devil's crew.
Yes, amen.
And that there, they're loaded on his ship and they're going to hell.
Yes, sir.
You say, I don't want to be in the church, them hypocrites. God bless you, already in there with them. There's the devil's kids, and you want the devil's kids
yeah.
in the same boat and shake you up. Couldn't tell which would fall out first. You are the hypocrite.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Well, I can tell you, Mr. Gray, I ain't going to get in there with them hypocrites. I'm not going to get right and get in there with the hypocrites.
Boy.
Well, I've got news for you, honey. It embarrasses me and makes my face red. But tell you. But they ain't going to get no fewer.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's
we're getting more of them in our churches now
right.
than we've ever had.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Instead of getting rid of the less, a bunch of the hypocrites, we're getting more of them.
Amen.
So, honey, if you're going to wait for the hypocrites to clear the church out, you just well go and get a summer suit and get a fan in your hand. Get ready for warm clouds because you're going to split hell wide open.
Yeah. That's right.
There never has been a hypocrite without
amen.
My friends. A church without a hypocrite. Jesus elected 12. He got one crook, Judas Iscariot. And when we take in 300 or 400, we're bound to get some crooks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you the hypocrites are going to clear. I'm going to tell you they're not. And I'd rather be in the church of a few of them than to be in hell of all of them, because that's where I'm going. You look over at the devil ship, they're loaded with every old hypocrite in the church and out of the church.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
You say, well, Mr. Ray, I know some preachers that are crooked. So do I, honey, to my embarrassment. Because I'm a preacher.
Yeah.
I know some preachers that are crooked that have to screw their coffin on them. And I know some deacons that are crooked that have to screw their shirt on them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go to hell of that crooked bunch.
Yeah.
So I've tried not to get saved. I'd rather be in the church than a few crooked preachers and a few crooked diggers than to be in hell of the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want you to know, my friends, they've always been in there. They're going to stay in there.
Right.
And if you wait and them get out, you're as sure for hell as you in this church, I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, right.
I'm ashamed of them.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't so, but it's so.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You know what some folks remind me of? When I was a little boy, lived out in the country, we had what we'd see a falling star. Scientists tell us to shoot and meet it wasn't a star. But anyway, it looked like those kids in a star up there in the sky. It'd zip down across the sky and fall out there somewhere, looked like. We'd all be out there playing. One of us look up and see that star fall, shooting meat or whatever it was. And say, "Woo! We got a star fall! Woo! Star fall!" We'd all get excited about that falling star.
Yeah, man.
But we never did pay any attention to the pigeons still up there.
Amen. Yeah, that's our brother.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
amen.
That's right.
Oh, that picture! Look at that thing! Look at that picture! Look at that picture! Bless God, why don't you look at a bunch of handsets? God's got a bunch still living. What do you want to get shook up about some old shooting meter for when God's got all kind of stars still shining? Bright and shining lights. I want you to know, my friends, tonight that the devil's ship is loaded with all of that stuff.
Amen.
That's one reason you ought to want to unload and get off of it. Look at the crowd that's with you. Every old harlot, every old whore, every old prostitute, every old sex perverter, every old lesbian, every old homosexual, every old raper, every old murderer, every old world monger like Hitler told Joe, every old liar, every old cusser, every old murderer, every old drunk, every old whatever thing you can think of that's nasty. They're all in that
crowd. That's the truth.
They're all loaded in there.
Right.
Look what you in there with.
Yeah,
that ought to make you want to get out of there, honey.
Yeah.
Ah, God help you. When you sail on that flag, you got all that dead stuff, rotten stuff. Then, my friends, you load with every old liar. You load with every old dirty joke. You load it down with every old hate. Every old lust, every old pride, every old nasty thing you ever heard, every old nasty lie, every old mean lie, everything that's nasty in me, you got it on the ship with you, sailing.
Amen.
Amen.
You under all that dead stuff, sailing to hell.
Amen.
Sailing to death. Sailing. Well, let's look again. What are you loaded with, ship of Zion? What are you loaded with? Lord, with those who made the robes white and the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Loaded with the saints of God that love God.
Amen.
Loaded with those that praise God. Loaded with the praying saints that pray when trouble's at your house. That pray when your life's about to wreck. Praying saints. Who else is on the... Every little child that hadn't come to the age of accountability.
Amen.
Every little child.
Amen, sir.
They're on that. Who else is on that? Godly men. Godly women.
Amen.
Deacons and Sunday school teachers. And godly mothers and godly fathers.
Amen.
Who taught the young ones right and tried to live right in front of them.
Amen.
Saints of God that love the church and love your home and love decent society and love a decent people. Loaded on with folks that love instead of hate, with folks who live right and still wrong. Loaded, if you please, with those that are praising God.
Amen.
Others out there screaming and they're cursing and raving. Over here they're praising the Lord.
Amen.
Singing the song of Moses and the Lamb. Praising God. And there's peace. My friends, all kinds of peace. Not as the world give unto thee, but an abiding peace. A special peace. There it is. My friends, the peace, the joy, the happiness.
Amen.
Sweetness.
Yes.
Loaded down with everything that's wonderful and blessed. Joy, happiness, no sadness, no. It's all peace and joy and gladness and purity, clean and righteous and lovely and helpful and not hurtful. There it is. God help you to see it tonight.
Amen.
So as a result, whose flag you're sailing under? Who? What are you loaded with? And the next question, where are you headed?
Amen.
Where are you headed? Where
Amen.
Right.
It'll never be nothing but death.
Amen.
Headed down to the doom of the devil.
Amen. Right,
headed to the bottomless pits of hell. Mm. Headed where the fire is never quenched.
Amen.
Headed where the worm never died. That worm's T-H-E-I-R. 9th chapter of the book of Mark. Their worms never die. What is it? Personal worms. When you get in hell, your worm will never die.
Right.
You'll live there forever with worms,
amen.
Gnawing and crawling. Worms.
Right.
Nagging, gnawing, torturing worms forever. No way out. And headed to the place, my friends, where there's no hope.
Amen.
Headed to the place where there's no escape. Headed to the place where there's no dope to ease your pain.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
The fire is never quenched. The worms never die.
Right.
And as a result, your pain will never cease. Down there in hell where there's no hope. Down in hell where there's no mercy. Down in hell where you can't kneel and pray. There's nothing to kneel on. It's a bottomless pit. It's a lake of fire.
Amen. That's right.
Down in hell where you can't suicide out.
Amen.
You can't suicide out of hell, honey. No, there's no way to suicide. You can't commit suicide in hell. You're there forever. And then you look and he says it's a fixed gut and there's no crossing. You can never cross out of hell. Never has been nobody got out of hell. Never will be nobody get out of hell. Hell is an eternal place. Now I know we got some of these black robe bead counting fellows that'll tell you they can pray your foot out. Lies, you can't do it. They're either liars or Jesus Christ is. Jesus said it's a place where there's a fixed gulf and there's no crossing either way.
Amen.
Who fixed the gulf? The Son of God fixed it.
Amen.
Whatever God does, it's forever. You can't add anything to it. You can't take anything from it.
Amen.
So as a result, I want you to know if you land across that gulf, you're there forever and ever.
Amen.
No hope. No day to come. No peace. No happiness. It turns into terror and horror and suffering. And you can't sleep at night. There's neither rest day nor night. There's weeping and gnashing teeth down that hell. That's what it is. Where the worms never die. It's a place where the devil and his angels are.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You've gone into the place, my friends, where is the home of the devil and his angels. And you get down there, you'll not rest day nor night. And one of the things that'll happen forever through that, forever and ever in hell, the demons be darting down at you like a bird trying to catch a bug and screaming out, screaming forever, there forever, no way out. There goes the ships. Who are you sailing with? Look who you're loaded with. Look where you headed. Across a gulf that God Almighty can't get you out of. God himself couldn't get you out.
Amen.
If he did, he'd lie.
Amen.
He couldn't be God.
That's right, right.
So once you get in hell, my friend, God can't get you out. Much less a priest or a pope.
That's right.
Amen. Or a preacher.
Yes,
because you'd make God out a liar if you did. And God ain't going to let nobody make him a liar.
Right.
Now I want you to know tonight, my friends, God put that gut there. It's a fish gut. He fixed it to separate the sheep from the goats, to save from the wicked sinners. He put it there, and it's there forever. And once you go sailing in there and pull in to that, on the other side of that lake, I want you to know one thing, friend. There's a fish gut, and when your boat with the devil's flag pulls in, you're done for.
Amen.
There's no way out. There's no hope out.
Right.
You can't suicide out.
Amen.
You can't die out. You can't dope out.
Right.
You can't sleep out.
Right.
You can't go crazy out. You just there and there, please, forever and ever and ever.
Amen.
And the demons crying out forever.
those are ships. Who you sail with tonight? No, nobody didn't make you get on them.
Right.
You got on it yourself.
Amen.
You don't have to sail on that, you see. You can get on the other if you don't care.
Amen.
Get off this and get on the other. But I want you to realize something else, my friend. Notice the ship of Zion. When you get on that one, you're sailing home.
Amen.
When you get there, you have a robe white given to you, made white with the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
The blood of the Lamb shall never see corruption.
That's right.
So you'll be presented without spot and without blemish at the right hand of God. It's heaven. Heaven.
Amen.
Where there's no sin.
Amen.
Heaven where there's no demons. God done throw the devil out.
Amen.
And all of his cohorts. Heaven where there won't be any hearses. Heaven where there won't be any funeral homes.
Amen.
Heaven where there won't be any grave digging.
Amen.
Heaven where there won't be no hospitals. Heaven where there won't be no honky-tonks and roadhouses.
Amen.
Heaven where there won't be no robbers and killers and murders and rapers, if you please. Heaven where you won't never get sick. No burning fever.
Amen.
No cancer. No heart attacks.
Amen.
Perfect health.
Amen.
Shouldn't feel a little bad. Heaven's got a river running out of the bones out of your head. Square three. You feel a little bad. Just go down and get you on the lead.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
No death. No sickness.
Amen.
No blind. No cripple. No murders. No nothing. My friends, no pain. No devil.
Amen.
No demons.
Amen.
Right.
Why?
Amen.
No imperfections. No sins. No nothing bad.
Amen.
All in his righteousness.
Amen.
No unrighteousness. No accusations. Nothing to torture or torment you. No nasty places. No joints of any kind. Just streets of gold.
Amen.
Just streets of gold.
Amen.
One eternal morning. No night to come. No labor. No toil. You just go down there and eat the fruit off of the tree. And no labor. You women won't have to wash our little dirty men's clothes and so on. Won't have to cook for us to wash them old skillets. Glory to God. We just go down there and eat. Heaven! 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 The home of the saints!
Amen.
The home of God, where God's children are. Where God's young ones are, and has no limitation. We can just go places. I want to see some of you. I can go all the way across heaven in a split second.
Amen. That's right, brother.
I want to see one of these fellows. Go over there. Split second. Hello. Just one eternal day. No separation. No vacant chairs. No tears. He's going to take his own hand and wipe them out of your face. There'll never be another. Just one eternal morning with God. One eternal day, the sun will never set. No chilling winds, thank God. No snow, no chilling
air.
No poisonous breath, but one eternal bliss forever and ever and ever. White robes, and we'll never have to be washed nor ironed, because there's nothing to soil. And glory to God, when you get that robe on, there's nothing in heaven to soil it. You just wear it, and it don't wear out. It wears forever, and you're just there with the Father. We're the saints. They're singing and praising God and singing the songs of Moses and the Lamb. And what a time you'll have forever. And as you've been there 10 million years, you hadn't got started. You just keep going.
That's right.
Woo! Fire! Fire! Made white in the blood of the Lamb. Made white in the blood of the Lamb. She's never lost a battle. She's never lost a soul. It's kept every one of them.
Amen.
And,
right.
And John saw a number that nobody could figure out how many there were.
Amen.
And they're crying out, "How long, O Lord?" John said, "Who are these?"
Amen.
Jesus said, "These are they that made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb."
Yes.
And they'll be here forever.
Right.
Oh, my friend. There goes the ships.
Yeah.
Who are you sailing with?
Yeah, amen.
There goes the ships Who are you sailing with tonight?
Amen.
The ghost of ships!
Who flagged you on?
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
Yeah.
You don't have to go to hell.
That's right.
You
get under there.
Yeah.
And lose that.
Man.
What about it tonight?
We're going to sing just as I am without one plea.
Yeah.
But the dark blood was shed for me that thou biddest me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. And his blood will work on you.
Amen.
And you'll come out white as snow.
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't care what your sin's been, how bad it's been, how dirty and filthy with the devil you've been. Make it as white as snow.
Amen.
Present at the right hand of God without spot, without blemish. Here, Father. Here's those of any life. Take them in.
Amen.
Would you let him cleanse you tonight? So he can say, here, Father. Wasn't that what he said in the book of Titus? He presented us at the right hand of God for what? Without spot. He won't present us. Here they are, Father. Here are those. And we're white. From the blood. Would you let him make you white tonight? Sin's made you dirty. Sores and blighted you. Ugly you. Why don't you just come on tonight and load on the ship of Zion? You can't lose. Because it can't be defeated. It's one that's victorious over death and hell and the graveyard and everything else. And it'll take your soul in and present it to God without spot and without blemish. Don't you want that tonight, sinner? I don't care who you are nor where you're from. You ought to let Jesus make you clean tonight.
Amen.
What's that number, brother?
375.
While we're singing. If you're in this house and you're not saved, you come down here and some of us will pray when you help you. You don't quite understand how to be saved. There'll be somebody here to tell you and to pray with you. I don't care who you are or where you're from. Would you come tonight? Come on while we stand saying. Slip out and come on. Bidders me to come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. Not old Victory Baptist Church. Not old Pershing Ray. But O Lamb of God, I come.
That's right.
Make me white. Present me without spot and without blemish. He's able to do it. That's what God sent him to do. If you never got on the ship of Zion, let's load on tonight, friend.
Yes.
And let him cleanse you. If you don't quite understand how, come down here and some of us pray with you. Take the word and show you how. But I wouldn't go out of here tonight without getting right with God, Father. You. Come on while we sing. Come on. Church. We're not talking about joining the church.
That's wrong.
Forget it. We're talking about coming to the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Let him make you white as snow.
Yes.
Carry you to be presented to the right hand of God without spot and without blame. Listen, friend. Listen to me. You need Jesus tonight. You need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You don't need church membership or baptism. You need Jesus. You need to accept that shed blood. And listen, friend. Come on out of that. I don't care who you are or where you're from or who you are. That is not. Jesus wants you tonight.
Amen.
Come on, while we sing this next stand. Just get out of there. Come on. It'll help you. Come on. Come on and sing. Come on right now. Tell me, people, there's three people in here tonight that ought to come. You're not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. You really didn't come through all this snow and ice and slush, but you just wound up here. That's God. And he brought you here tonight to get this message. He wants you to get this message. I wanted to preach on something else, and he didn't. And he said, you preach this, I got three people there that need to hear it. And this is their night to get ready. This is their night to get off the ship they own, get on the other. And you preach it. There's three people in this building that better unload off the old ship of the devil tonight, get in with God before you leave. Not almost about tomorrow. They may never come. This is your night. This is your time. We're going to prayerfully sing another stanza. Would you slip out and come on? Come on. Come on. I was singing. Father, you said they were here. We believe you. And I pray, God, you'll make their mouths so dry and throats so dry now they feel like hot sacks are stuck in them. Put a lump in their throat to feel like they're choking. Make their heart run away in their chest. And God, I pray that you'll cause them to tremble in their shoes. So convict them that they feel like their knees are going to buckle under them. And if they won't come, buckle their knees and somebody around them will help them. But oh God, in the name of Jesus, I beg you right now, not to let these people go out of here destined to hell. When they could load on Zion tonight and sail in glory. Oh, Spirit of the eternal God, break down that stubborn, rebellious spirit in them, humble them, and cause them, dear God, to come and submit to Jesus. You said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to be the sons of God. Help them to receive Jesus so they'll be the sons of God before they leave here tonight. God, I do pray in Jesus' name you'll help these to come tonight. While they can. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you come while we're saying?